Hi, and welcome to this FOSDEM talk about continuous delivery indicators. So first, a little bit about me. My name is Vincent. I'm working at Dailymotion. So Dailymotion is a French company, and we are hosting video on the internet. Recently, I've been working a lot on continuous delivery, and one of my most recent project was about continuous delivery indicators, which is why today's topic is about collecting and visualizing continuous delivery indicators. So we'll see why we should care about continuous delivery indicators, what kind of indicators we should track and care about, and the biggest part of this talk will be about how we can do that. So it will be based on our own experience at Dailymotion in a Kubernetes-based CI/CD platform, using Jenkinsx, Lighthouse, Tecton, PostgreSQL, and Grafana, and so on. So don't worry if you don't know what Jenkinsx or Lighthouse is. I'll explain a little bit later. So let's start with why we should care about continuous delivery indicators. Because we are not just doing continuous integration anymore. Continuous delivery is now a core component of your business. It defines how fast we can bring value to the business. Of course, if we don't have a continuous delivery, if we need to manually make release and deploy to production, it's going to be much more slower to deploy new feature to production. Whereas if you have a good continuous delivery pipeline, you can be much more fast in bringing value to your customer and to your business. So the real question is, what is the performance of your continuous delivery platform, if you have one? How can you know if it's slow or broken? Do you wait for your developers to tell you, oh well, this pipeline used to take like 10 minutes, now it's taking 20 or 30 minutes, so it's much more slower than what it was 6 months before? And yes, you know the usual quote, which is, if you can't measure it, you can't improve it. So, continuous delivery is based on the fact that we want to regularly improve our own software. So, we should apply that to continuous delivery platform too. So, we want to improve them regularly, but if we can't measure it, it will be difficult. You can do it, but you don't really know what you do, what you improve it of, or if you are really doing it or not. So, okay, we agree that we should measure our continuous delivery platform and process. So, what should we measure? So, that depends on who you ask. If you ask to the developers, for example, most of the developer will care about build duration. Like, for example, how long does it take to run the unit test or the integration test for my application? Is it 10 minutes, 30 minutes? Is it too long? Or the build failure rate? If you have a random failure, for example, in the integration test, everybody knows it's a pain to restart them and so on. If you ask the ops guys, they will most likely care about deployment failure rate. For example, if every time there is a deployment, the developer forget to adjust the configuration or whatever, and it fails, and you need to roll back and so on. And if you need to roll back, the time to recover. So, if a deployment failure generates a service inavailability, how long do you take to recover, and so on. And if you ask a product guy, I bet that he will care only about how long it takes for his new feature or his fix to go into production. So it's kind of the whole pipeline. And yeah, different people will care about different things. So this is why we came up with standards. So there are very good references on the topic. The Bible is the main reference is the Accelerate book. So if you never heard of it, I really encourage you to have a look and to read it. So basically, they defined, so it's a research book, so that took a lot of time seeing how the best performing teams are working, and they wrote all the good practice in that book, and they came up with So good practice, of course, and main metrics to track if you want to know if you are doing it well or not. And the Measuring Continuous Delivery book by Steve Smith is a very good tool in explaining how to collect and to measure and to visualize the main continuous delivery indicators. So yeah, I say that they came up with four main metrics to track. So in two different categories, throughput and stability. So we'll talk about throughput first. So the biggest one, the one everybody talks about, is a mean lead time. It's basically how long it takes for a commit to go to production. And based on that, you can most likely say in which kind of team you are. If you are in a highly performant team, elite performant team, medium performant team, and so on. So if you take less than 1 day, you are in an elite performing team, and so on. Less than 1 week, it's a high performing team. So that's why it's interesting to use these metrics. It's one of the reason everybody tends to use them is that you can compare with other people, other teams, different companies, and see how you are behaving yeah, in the industry. Deployment frequency, of course, how often you deploy code to production. So if you have rules that say you can only deploy on Monday or once per month or and so on, again, it's used to say if you are a highly performing team or not. And stability, it's a second big category of indicators because it's not enough to go fast. You also have to keep your platform stable. So the mean time to recover, how long to restore the service, if there is a broken deployment, for example, that leaves your service in a broken state. And the change failure rate is a percentage of change resulting in service failure. So these are the four big metrics you will see everywhere about continuous delivery. So why should we use them? As I said, so yes, there is something called the DevOps reports, which are written every year. Basically, it's a group called the DORA group, which is getting information about these metrics from a lot of different companies, and they use them to group people into like elite, high, medium, and low performance team based on in which bucket you belong. For example, if you deploy code multiple times per day, you are in the elite performing team, and so on. So yeah, how should you use these main metrics? So of course, you can try to guess. If you don't have any collection, automatic collection of metrics, you can try to guess, like ask people. So ask different people to how, what is their behavior, how often they deploy to production, and so on. Or you can do it the right way, which is write some tools to automatically collect information about these metrics. So if you want to collect them, it requires to get a very precise definition of what it is, what is your mean lead time, when does it start, when does it end, and so on, because it says that it starts when you write a commit and it ends when you go to production, but that can be very different based on your workflow, for example, and what kind of tool you use. If you're doing progressive delivery, if you're doing feature flags, and so on. So you need to adapt it to your own use case. And yes, and what should you do with them at the end? The end goal is to use them to improve your own process or workflow.